You say hemochromatosis?
Yeah.
This is Cushing's syndrome. This is a hard
Why did I
question.
not think that
This
was
is the,
Cushing?
well, no, this is a hard question. It's not easy.
Okay.
So, weight loss, it's cancer, cigarette smoking, lung cancer, and they tell you the patient has a low potassium. That's the hard part, but that's the key, is that chronically elevated cortisol can actually cause hypokalemia. So glucocorticoids, whether it's cortisol endogenously or whether it's exogenous, like prednisone, hydrocortisone, etc., can actually cause mineralocorticoid-like effects on the kidney. Now, all glucocorticoids carry a fractional mineralocorticoid effect, meaning they act similar to aldosterone, but very fractionally. So you get some glucocorticoids like prednisone, hydrocortisone, they have a very, very low mineralocorticoid effect, meaning they're not like aldosterone. And then you get glucocorticoid-like fludrocortisone, which happens to be the treatment for Addison disease when your aldosterone's low, and that has a high mineralocorticoid effect. It acts like aldosterone. So that's what we want in Addison disease. So my point is that in Cushing's, in the setting of, let's say, small cell bronchogenic carcinoma leading to ectopic ACTH secretion and then high cortisol production from the zona fasciculata of the adrenal cortex, you can actually get hypokalemia. That's why they give you a potassium of 3 here. That's why your potassium's low. And that's a hard detail because people will be like, why the fuck's potassium low? It's because, yeah, you can get an isolated low potassium in Cushing's. And then they give you glucose 130. You're like, well, that makes sense because insulin resistance is caused by cortisol or steroids if exogenous. Hyperpigmentation of the skin, you can get because of high ACTH levels. Proopiomelanocortin melanocortin is the precursor to that. It's actually a bit weird. I actually truthfully wasn't even aware that you could get hyperpigmentation of the skin in the setting of high ACTH specifically from a bronchogenic carcinoma. I thought that was more truthfully Cushing disease, meaning it's anti-pituitary. But it must be the case that I can't argue with the question, the fact that it's clearly a small cell bronchogenic carcinoma. And it's clearly Cushing, and the patient has hyperpigmentation. So it must mean that ACTH production, period, whether it's ectopic or not, has proopiomelanocortin melanocortin as a precursor. There's debate as to whether hyperpigmentation in the setting of Cushing's is dependent on high alpha MSH, or if the ACTH slash cortisol themselves can actually cause some hyperpigmentation. But that's probably what's going on here, possibly the latter. Hemochromatosis, bronze diabetes, right? So hyperpigmentation, high glucose, but you wouldn't get low potassium, and they wouldn't give you weight loss with lung cancer
Yeah,
or smoking.
that was confusing. I was like, cachectic. This is like cancer, not hemochromatosis.
Difficulty rising from a chair is interesting. That's proximal muscle weakness from glucocorticoids. That's glucocorticoid myopathy. But if you have bronze diabetes, let's say in hemochromatosis, you'll get high glucose, you'll get hyperpigmentation from hemosiderin deposition, and you'll get a third finding such as infertility or arthritis or cardiomyopathy. I think for your, all that's valuable, but I think like, the medicine 301 level info, the more like advanced info, is you now being aware that Cushing's can cause low potassium. And also, Cushing's can cause myopathy, proximal muscle weakness. Got it?